So at a high level, there's VIMs and VOMs, video input, video output, and your source going to the input, your screens and displays go on to the output. And then there's little RS-232 rippers that pull audio and distribute it. It can be very, very elaborate, but at the end of the day, it's a simple concept. It's video distribution over network, and they couldn't figure it out. It's still broken. They don't know. And, you know, there's a host controller. They have their own proprietary Netgear 10-gig piece of crap switch that no one knows what the right firmware version is. And I went through the ringer with these guys and ultimately came to the conclusion that they don't know their own products because they couldn't fix it.